Blog Talk Radio.
Addicted Love, which is BB and CeCe Wine and the Gospel Healing Duo's number one hit from back in the early 1990s. Welcome to the Blessings by Radio, Blessings by Grace Radio Hour. Tonight is Thursday, the 9th of November 2017. We are in the Apple Valley City of Critically Acclaimed, founder and bishop and overseer at the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. 8516 South Thompson Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. This man of God is a powerhouse all by himself, you guys. I told you once, I'll tell you again. He has a Living Leading Legacy Award, a Trailblazer Award. He's a world humanitarian. He is a world ambassador from the China Ambassadors. And he also has a Doctor of Divinity. When I tell you this man is a powerhouse for God, I can't stress this enough. He is a powerhouse for God. He doesn't have to have fame and fortune on TV. He's doing God's work, and that makes him famous enough in the book of God. He's right there on the Lamb Book of Life. His name is at the top of the list, A1 rated. He is just, the word of God is just good, good, and good. He really resonates with the listeners. This man of God is so amazing. Now, of course, I have the pleasure of going to his church. So when I'm there on Sundays, I get to hear the passion and the fire and how he pleads the blood of Jesus. But you can too. Every Thursday that you call in to 818-668-5428, you hear the same passion, the same drive. You hear the same fire because his main focus is soul salvation. No, he doesn't want TV and fame and riches. He'll get all his glory in heaven. He wants to bring the souls to Christ, as that is the ultimate goal for our radio show, Soul Salvation. So if you don't have ever called into our show and you don't know how to access it, depends on where you are. You can listen to us online live, blogtalkradio.com/blessedsbygraceradio, under the directorial leadership of Bishop Alfred Moore, who is our national bishop and our Doctor of Divinity. You can call 818-668-5428 if you're anywhere in the United States round. That's the call-in number. Every Thursday, 9:30 to 10:30, Dr. Moore is on the air, and he's giving you the unadulterated gospel, the real truth. He's not sugarcoating it. He's not hiding it. He's telling it to you raw and uncut like God would want him to every single week. So if you want some true gospel that you can be spiritually fed on from Thursday to Thursday, just call in every Thursday. Take an hour out of your time. Because you know what? God gonna bless you. You online listeners, when you listen for that hour, God's giving you praise and a blessing because you're giving him honor. Even if it is just for an hour, he appreciates and acknowledges the fact that you listened for the full entire hour. To our sponsors at Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes, Apple, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. You're the ones who are promoting us the most. Facebook and Twitter, we say thank you because we're able to share with people on social media so they can learn about our show. And don't ever forget, if you need prayer, call in on Wednesday night, same number, same time, same Apple Valley studio, same critically acclaimed bishop, Dr. Alfred Moore. He prays for you wholeheartedly. He prays for you. So if you want some prayer, you can call in anonymously. You can have a prayer that you want to make an unknown prayer request to God that only God knows. You can actually say your name on the air, and you can state why you need prayer. Does not matter what you do. Call in. Call in for somebody else. But guess what? Take that leap of faith and call in for prayer on Wednesday. Come on and listen in tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, your radio host, my bishop, Dr. Alfred Moore. God bless everybody.
God bless you in radio land tonight. Thank you, Keetasha. Amen. For those announcements, praise the Lord. We are so grateful, amen, to be coming to you tonight. Once again, praise the Lord. Is to bring you the final analysis, praise the Lord, what we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. And that is, amen, the church and its Lord. The church and its Lord. Now, you heard me, praise the Lord. Last week, amen, refer you back, amen. We come from Psalms, amen, 100, Psalms, amen, 1 through 5, and Romans 12, 1 through 5. And amen, just to briefly, amen, bring you back up to where we left off at, let me refresh your remembrance, amen, of what Psalms, amen, 105 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. So when you get ready, amen, to go to your home church, everywhere it may be at on this Sunday, when you gather with your people, amen, remember, the word of God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, and serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his brethren with singing. Have a melody in your heart. When you go to the house of the Lord, amen, have some worship about you. And remember this. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Remember who you're serving. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We didn't make ourselves. It is the Lord that made us. We go into the house of the Lord, amen, is to give him some praise, give him some reverence, and give him some glory. Amen. We are his people. Remember who we are. Amen. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a peculiar people. That we should, amen, show forth the praises of him that has called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Romans 12, 1 and 5 picks it up and says, I beseech you, I beg you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Mark 16 and 15 says, it says, and he says unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're going to pick up from that, amen, the church and its Lord. If you have been born again, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord. You have been bought with a price. You have sold out of this life. And you should have dedicated your life to Jesus Christ. We'll be talking about dedication to our Lord. Are you dedicated? In the last hour that we're living in now, amen, are you dedicated unto the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12 and 3 says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, called Jesus, an accuser, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Do you really know who you're serving tonight? No man can say who Jesus is, amen, but by the Holy Ghost. And there was something extraordinary happened to the people that was in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. They was all filled with the Holy Ghost. Something transformed their mind, their lives. They not only accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. The Spirit of God, amen, maketh a person a child of God. The Spirit of God maketh a person a child of God. When you receive the Spirit of the Lord, you have now become a child of your Lord. And if Jesus is your Lord, you are to obey your Lord. We can only say that he is our Lord through the Holy Ghost. If you have not really received the Holy Ghost, you really can't say that Jesus is your Lord. He's not the ruler of your life. That's the word of God. This is not Dr. Moore. This is the word of God. Read it, amen, from 1 Corinthians 12 and 3. We are the place. We are the pleas. We are placed into the body of Christ. And he becomes the Lord of our life. Jesus is the Lord of our life. There's a lot of things, amen, that my flesh want to do. But, amen, my flesh is under subjection, and I won't allow my flesh to do it because I don't belong to myself. And that goes for every born-again child of God. You would say those same words if you allow the Holy Spirit, amen, is to control you and direct you. By one Spirit, we are baptized into one body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. We become new creatures in Christ. The old lives that we once lived are passed away, and we receive a new life. When we in Jesus Christ, you are totally new. The old things that you just used to do, you don't want to do them anymore. A child of God is born of a spirit, no longer views life in the term of physically temporary. But by the Spirit, he sees beyond this life and thinking in terms of spiritually an eternal value. Yes, a child of God that is born again, he sees more than this temporary things, amen, that exist among us right now. You look beyond that, and there's a greater life than this life, amen, that we are living in today. The Christian life, amen, is ruled by love for his Lord and a burning desire to please him in every part of his life. Amen. A Christian life is ruled by love, love, love. Love those that despitefully use you. Love those that hate you. Our life is ruled by love. And listen, when Paul began to pick it up, I beseech you, Romans 12 and 1, by the mercy, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Acceptable unto God, the acceptable life with God is one total dedication to Him and His cause. When you accept Him, it's one total dedication to the Lord and His call. It is a life of submission to the divine will of God in everything we do. It is a lifetime, your whole lifetime, you're submitting yourself unto the Lord, unto the Lord's will. Ever what your will is, let it be done in my life. Not our will. Remember, you'd have been bought with a price. The true joy of salvation comes to the one who surrenders his complete will to God. True joy. You got to surrender, amen, everything you have. You got to surrender it unto the Lord if you want to really find true joy. How wonderful the feeling when we allow God to be complete in control. There is nothing no better, amen, in our mind when we, amen, allow the Lord is to be completely controlled within our lives. We know we're in His will. We got to pray, amen, that we will know what the will of the Lord is. There are many Christians, amen, don't know what God's will is. Pray, amen, that His will be done in your life. Presenting our will to the Lord. Amen. Presenting our will to the Lord. Continue to make a joyful noise on Sunday morning, not only on Sunday morning, but wherever when you get a chance to go to the house of the Lord and you gather there with your brothers and sisters, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Enter into His house with thanksgiving. A person of old sinful nature never gives up easy. Your old sinful nature, amen, it don't never give up easily. Ever what you were doing out in the world, amen, it had a hold on you. It's always trying to reoccur and trying to bring you back, amen, to those moments of thoughts, amen, what you used to do. Your old sinful flesh, amen, don't die easy, but you got to kill it. Because if you don't kill it, it's going to begin to rule you. Self is the greatest obstacle one has to overcome in his walk with God. If you can just overcome self. We always trying to seem like trying to keep up with everybody else and trying to say what everybody else has not done, and we are overlooking the greatest thing that I will say. Look at yourself. If you can overcome self, then the will of God can be done in your life. But until you can overcome self, the complete will of God cannot be done in your life. Work on your own self. Every Christian ought to work on their own self. Don't get so satisfied and talking about, I love the Lord and I know the Lord, that amen. You never think about working on yourself. Amen. Self is your enemy. And every one of us, I don't care how long we've been in Christ, whether it's just the beginning or amen, been that 50 years, you still need to work on self. The carnal appetizing of a human nature, it desires sin. Amen, carnal appetizing of the human nature, it desires sin. Our flesh wants to sin. Paul said, there is no good thing in my flesh. I don't care, amen, there is no good thing in your flesh. Your flesh is sinful. My flesh is sinful. So we have to, since we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away, and behold, now all things has become to be new. We got to, amen, we got to keep that thing under subjection. a Christian must deal with his carnal nature. He must subject it to the divine will of God. Bring it unto the divine will of God. And let me say, amen, it takes some consecrating. It takes a person that really love the Lord to do this. A carnal desire, amen, do not die easily. They must be crucified daily along with the ungodly affection of lust. Amen, amen. Every day, and especially, amen, if you were out there in the world doing lustful things, amen, those lustful thoughts are going to come back to you. And they cannot help from coming back to you now, amen. Everywhere you look at, amen, on billboards, amen, appraisal on TV, amen, is lustfulness. And Satan gonna work with that in your mind. But you got the power to kill that lust as it try to influence you, get into your spirit. Called the spiritual disease, amen, is to start in you, and it'll begin to eat on you like a cancer if you allow it to stay there. Don't let sin range in your mortal body that you should obey it and the lust thereof. If sin come, amen, go down on your knees and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. Let him wash you in his blood. Because we got a Savior that he's faithful, and he's just to forgive us of all of our sins. Don't be like a sow. Amen. Oh, hog, amen. A hog, amen, likes mud. And no matter how much you wash him up and how pretty he may look, amen, if there's a mud puddle, he's going to go get in that mud because that's his nature. And if you don't allow Jesus Christ to clean you up, your nature is sin, and you'll go wallow right back into it. But, beloved, you don't have to wallow in your sin. If you fall, you can have an advocate with Jesus Christ, the righteous, amen. You can get up. You don't have to lay there. You don't have to be miserable about what you've done. Just repent. Repentance will restore you. We'll bring you back into the household of faith. And ask the Lord to give you strength that you won't do that anymore. God will. Are we letting God's will be done in our lives? God's will must become the will of a Christian. And then he can be productive. God's will must become the will of a Christian, and then we can come to be productive Christians, amen, if his will is done within our life. You will bring forth fruit for the master you, amen, if God's will is being done within our lives. Pertaining, amen, the process of dying out to one's self-desire and submitting to the will of God, it requires much praying and much fasting. It don't come easily, amen. It don't come, amen, by just saying, I love you, Lord. I'm going to obey you, Lord. You got to bring the flesh under subject. It requires much prayer. You got to, amen. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You got to let this old body suffer many times. You got to fast. And you know, I don't know about you, but I know my stomach, amen, don't want to be empty for 1 minute. My stomach always want to, amen, have something in it. But if I'm going to get something from the Lord, if I'm going to submit myself to the Lord, I have to let this old flesh suffer. Bring it under subjection. by fasting and by praying. You find that in Ephesians, amen, the 6th chapter and verse 6. Psalm 143 and 10. A person should consider everything he does in the light of God's will. Ever what you do, let it be in the light of God's will. Not my will, but let thy will be done within my life. That was Jesus, amen, prayer. Father, not as I will, but thy will be done. Now, Jesus had a will. He could have did something else, but he submitted himself unto his Father. That ever what his Father will was, that is what Jesus took upon him. And Jesus is our Father. We are his sons, and we are his daughters. We ought to take his will upon us. St. Luke 17 and 33, it says, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever lose his life shall preserve it. Now, many times, amen, the world teaches us, amen, that, you know, we must look out for number one. But Jesus said, whosoever seeketh his life shall lose it. If you're trying to save your own life, amen, you're going to lose it. It's a strange thought, amen, to us that for a person to save his life, he must lose it. But according to St. Luke, amen, 17 and 33, Jesus spake these words concerning the will of God. So often people by their own design to be a happy life, but without following God's will, their lives are wrecked by sin. Because they're not following the will of the Lord. But they are designed, amen, to build a happy life. Many wonderful dreams end up as nothing more than a shattered hope. When we are separated from God's will, we have no assurance. That is our hope. See, we got hope tonight. Beloved Christians, no matter what we are going through and how bad life seems to be and what we are facing, we got hope. Because our hope is in Jesus Christ. Happiness is assured only to those who present their lives to God and live according to his divine will and purpose. You got to give it up, amen. Give it up. You can't straddle the fence tonight, amen. You can't be on both sides. You can't serve two masters. Give it up. Straighten up your life. Straighten it up, amen. Straighten up your life. Again, amen. I'm telling you what the Word of God said. Read it for yourself. Straighten your life up. You can't be of the world and love Jesus Christ. Come out from among them and be ye separated. Sometimes Christians don't, amen, wear the name as a Christian, and we don't want to come out from the world. We want to do the same thing that the world has done. But the Word of God said, love not the world, and neither the thing there in it. If any man love the world, he said, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, that may be a hard saying, amen, but it is the Word of God. God does have a plan and purpose for every person's life. He has a plan and purpose for every person's life. It is the responsibility of each one to seek out that purpose and allow God to guide and direct his life accordingly. We got a responsibility, amen. We got a responsibility unto the Lord. Is to see what the Lord wants us to do. We are chosen. We are royal. We are precious. We are saved and we are sanctified. Now, amen, you got a responsibility to see what the Lord wants you to do. The only true happiness in this life is that which a person experiences when his life is planned and guided by the Lord. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Dedication. Dedication belongs to the Lord. Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things shall be added unto you. Seek what? Seek first the kingdom, God's kingdom. Seek that first. Thou kingdom come. Amen. The kingdom of God. Allow the kingdom of God to come into your life. Before you try to, amen, get all these other material things, amen, let the kingdom of God come. If you allow the kingdom to come, you'll let the king reign in his kingdom. Or in his domain. Every king has to have a domain. And Jesus Christ is our king, and we are his domain. Every Christian needs to learn to put God first in his life. I'm talking about Christians now. I'm not talking about those that confess in Jesus, but I'm talking about those that are sold out. Every Christian needs to put God first in his life. Seeking God's will must be a person's most important consideration on every daily basis. Seek God's will. Lord, let your will be done in my life. If you know what God's will is, if the Lord allows you to rise from your bedside, everywhere you may be, you know what to do. But many times, amen, we don't know what to do because we don't know what his will is. Building a closeness with God that nothing can destroy. Learning to seek after his righteousness. Let us learn to seek after his righteousness. And finding what God would have us to do are the base for living a strong and a happy in a Christian life. Are you living that kind of life right here on this earth? Not when we get into heaven, but we must do it right here on this earth. Let us learn what God wants us to do and the way God wants us to do it. Let's learn that. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. And amen, the Holy Ghost will bring all things to your remembrance. The Holy Ghost will instruct us what he wants us to do. If, amen, we let him instruct us. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you got the greatest teacher that there is. God, he promised that when we put him first, then he will supply all other things for which we labor. If we put the Lord first, you don't have to worry about, amen, suffering for anything, amen. The Lord will take care of you. The Lord will take care of you. Listen, worrying is a spiritual problem. Worrying is a spiritual problem. Amen. By you and I worrying about things, amen, we can't change one strand of hair on our head. because we worry about something. But we do, we do. We say we trust in the Lord, amen, and amen. We see, amen, worry make us gray-headed. Worry make, amen. So many things happen to our body. But the Lord tells us not to worry. Put your trust in the Lord, amen, and God will take care of the problem. We worry about, amen, things Jesus warned us not to fret over. We worry about what shall we eat? Of what shall we drink? Or what shall we be clothed with? Matthew 6:31. These are the basic needs of life. God has promised to supply them. Now, amen, God will supply the base needs of life for any of us. We don't have to worry about the heat if we seek him first and his kingdom and his righteousness. And all of these things shall be added unto you. I can say amen on that because he has done it for me. He have opened up the windows of heaven and poured out blessing upon me that I'm not able to contain. He's good. And he has no respect in person what he done for one. He'll do it for all. But I seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And let us call upon him while he's nigh. We need not worry over these things, amen, these trivial things, amen, as clothes, food, amen, raiment. The Lord will take care of us, amen. Yea, they remain a great concern to many Christians. If we worry about the things, amen, which God has promised to supply, our joy becomes tainted, and our attention is directed from activating, amen, or producing, amen, activation. Amen. Our life gonna come to be tainted because your mind, you worry, you're getting off a track now. No wonder Jesus made the statement. He said, oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. We have sometimes such little faith. He takes care of the lilies of the field. He will take care of his children. He asks us only to seek after him and to put him first in our life. Now, amen, if you take care of the lilies of the field, how much more are we more valuable than just the lily of the field? They're so beautiful. Amen. God is the one that's taking care of them. Well, he is our Heavenly Father. Amen. And he will take care of us. If we put him first, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Those are some strong words, amen. We find that in Luke, amen, 14 chapter, verse 26. The strong words, amen, that Jesus spake to his followers in Luke, amen, 14:26. He clearly indicated that in order for a person to follow him, he has to renounce the things of this life. The word hate, according to the Billiton Lexicon, means love less. Love less. Possibly Jesus was saying, your love for others, when comparison with the love you have for me, is much less. Jesus said, whether it's mother, father, sister, or brother, they are not equal to my love. You can love mother, brother, and sister, or father, amen, but love me more. Because nobody did what Jesus done for you and I. Nobody gave their life for us like Jesus. So he's saying, amen, you don't put nobody equal to my love. For your certainty, the love we have for him must be a passionate. It must be very passionate. It must be devoted. An ardent love that cannot be compared with the feeling we have for loving one. Even those of our immediate family. It doesn't make any difference who it is. I mean, my love for Jesus is greater than the love I have for my mother, my brothers, my sister, my wife, my children. My love for Jesus is greater. And that's what Jesus meant. You love me more than you love your present family. And that word hate, amen. Again, amen. Is love less. Jesus not only addressed how our feeling for him must be, but he also stated that we must take up our cross and follow him. Now, amen, we got a cross. Every one of us got a cross. And we must, amen, if we say we love him, we must take up our cross and follow Jesus. Take up our cross and follow him, according to St. Luke 14:27. There is more to serving God than simply telling him of our love and devotion to him. It's more than serving the Lord, amen, than saying, Lord, I love you. Anybody can say, I love you. There are the responsibility, amen, that we all must bear as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Every Christian is required, amen, to bear a cross for Jesus. If you don't want to bear no cross, amen, you can't follow Jesus. Every believer must bear a cross. Jesus bore his cross. An old songwriter said, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and let the world go free? No, you got a cross, and I got a cross. We may not like it, amen, but we got to bear our cross. A person, amen, cross may well be something that he suffered directly from serving the Lord. Amen. Sometimes our cross is not very pleasant. Some people, amen, have to sacrifice family, friends, jobs, and creeds, and other loss when they surrender to is for to God's full dedication. Amen. Some people, amen, they have to sacrifice their friends and have to sacrifice their family. When they surrender to God's dedication, his full will, amen, they, amen, may lose everything that they think that they love. Moreover, persecution is common to the Christian when he renounced his life to serve the Lord. Yes, the enemy is going to be on you when you say that you love the Lord. When you were out there in the world, the enemy didn't bother you. But when you when you acknowledge that Jesus Christ was your Lord and your Savior, amen, devils start coming from everywhere. But Jesus, he let us know, amen, that unless we are willing to suffer these losses, we are not worthy to be his disciples. Some people don't want to suffer nothing. But if you are not willing, amen, to suffer these losses, Jesus, you're not worthy to be my disciples. Sergius once said, there no crosswind in heaven. That was not a cross bearer here below. If you're going to wear, amen, a cross in there, amen, a crown wear in heaven, you're going to have to bear a cross down here on earth. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Mark, the 16th chapter. Amen. And the 15, he go and tell us, amen, after making a joyful noise unto the Lord and presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, he says, and he says unto them, go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We have a responsibility. Our time is running out on us, amen. The Lord, amen, told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every child that is born on the face of this earth needs to hear the gospel. Every nation needs to hear the gospel. That's why we're begging you, amen, hear God's word. Because the Lord isn't, God made you. You are wonderful and you are fearfully made. Amen. And the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. Somebody got to preach the word everywhere. That's why we have a new program, radio program. That's why, amen, we have church buildings, amen, that, amen, people can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord placed the church in the world to save the lost. We got a purpose here, amen. The church, the body of Jesus Christ, we got a purpose. Amen. He put the church here, amen, is to save the lost, to reach out to those who are disobedient to God's word. It is not easy, amen, all the time, because, amen, you can just mention Jesus today and you can get cursed out. Don't share that junk in my face. But we got a responsibility. Amen. It's to preach to a disobedient world. A world that wouldn't have nothing to do with Jesus if some believer wouldn't stand up and bear his cross. It's not easy on many Christians. Many of us, amen, never suffered anything because we don't put ourselves in the way to suffer anything. But you got Christians, amen, is humiliated every day of their life because somebody don't want to hear them mention the name of Jesus. But as being in the body of Jesus Christ, we have a responsibility to preach the gospel. Paul told a young man by the name of Timothy, he said, Timothy, preach it in season and preach it out of season. Preach it when they want to hear you and preach it when they don't want to hear you. You got a charge to keep in. You got a God to glorify. Because you have been bought with a price and you don't belong to yourself anymore. Christ was born into this world to save sinners. Christ was born into this world to save sinners. When there was no, an angel could not carry man's bond, and there was nobody fitting to die for mankind, and we were all on our way to hell. The word of God says, prepare me a body, and I will go down and I will redeem mankind. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. He came down and he died for us, who know no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth. He came to save us. We all were sinners. We all were sinners. The cross is for our redemption. The cross was for our redemption, to redeem us, to give us back, amen, to the Lord from whence we originally came before Adam sinned. The cross, amen, is for our redemption. His resurrection, amen, and his future is for our future, amen. He rose from the dead, and all God knows, if you are a believer, just hold on, amen. Whether you're sleeping or whether you are still abiding here, amen, we're going to rise. We're going to rise. And we're going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ is going to rise first, and those, amen, that remain, we're going to be caught up to meet Jesus in the mid-air. Hallelujah! The cross is for our redemption. His resurrection, amen, and is his future return and the saving of those who believe. Yes, amen. He's coming back at us. Amen. He's coming back at us. And not only is he coming back at us, amen, he's taking us out of here. Every day, amen, some is going to rest with Jesus. Look. Some is going to sleep with Jesus. But I want to say to you, you must be a believer if you don't sleep in Jesus. Everybody that's dying is not sleeping in Jesus. Everybody that's dying, amen, have not confessed Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Everybody that's dying is not on their way to hell. So don't you let that fool you. You got to repent before you leave here. You got to get things right with you and Jesus before you leave here. His future returns are for saving those who believe. Consequently, soul winning must be the first and foremost plan of action for the church. Has there ever been a time that the Christians, amen, ought to be about their Father's business? It ought to be about soul winning. Soul winning. Every one of us can, amen, help win a soul to Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a preacher behind the podium, amen, if to help win a soul for Jesus Christ. You don't have to be an evangelist out there on the raw field to help win a soul to Jesus Christ. You can just be somebody at home. And somebody in your home don't know Jesus. You can win a soul to Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for all of us to be able to help one another. Jesus directly commands us to go with the gospel and preach it to every person. Every person, every person. Your little child that is coming up need to hear the gospel. You as saved individual, you need to put your arms around your children and tell your children about the love of Jesus Christ. Before they go to school, you are to whisper a prayer with that child. Teach them and instruct them in the ways of the Lord. The world is not going to do it. It's left up to the saints of God. When the church seeks after the lost in the manner in which it is commissioned, the Lord will bless it with the fruit of redeeming souls. When we do what the Lord says, amen, he will do amen as it did on the day of Pentecost. He added 3,000 to the church. When we do what the Lord says, he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Amen. And there are thousands and thousands of lost people out in the world today. They are lost. They are lost. But the church have a responsibility. When Christians put forth the effort, God will give an increase. Amen. All you is to do is be obedient. Amen. Go, put forth an effort. God will lead you. He will lead you where to go and to whom to go to and to tell them about him. Amen. He will lead you and he will guide you. If you put forth effort, God will give you the increase. These are the last days before the church is taken away. The church is going to be taken away. The church is going to be taken away. We don't see the word rapture in the Bible, amen, but there's going to be a snatching away, a catching away, amen, that we call Jesus going to come back at his church. When he got ready, amen, to leave here, the angels say, "Why stand ye gazing into heaven?" When Jesus left here on the cloud, he said, "That same Jesus that you see leaving here, he's coming back in like manner." Oh, he's coming back. He's coming at his church without a spot, blemish, or wrinkle on any church name. For the end of time is at hand. It is almost, amen. I like to say, it's almost over with. Yet still, I'm not a prophet to try to predict, amen, what day he's coming or what hour, but amen. But what we're looking at, amen, and we can see the condition, amen, of life, amen. Only Jesus can straighten this thing out. There are the last days before the church is taken away, for the end of time is at hand. The people of the church must turn their attention to soul winning. More important than anything, not program. Amen and amen. Not raising money, but soul winning. Unless the money is being raised, amen, for you to go somewhere, amen, where the gospel is not preached. Amen. The main thing now is soul winning. How many people do we really hear, preachers, amen, that we hear is talking about soul saving? There are not too many is talking about soul saving, but we must turn our attention to soul saving. Nothing can be possible more important in this last hour than reaching the lost for Jesus Christ, for being a soul winner for Jesus Christ. What else is important? Souls is dying. Preachers, you and I are responsible. We are responsible. The blood will be on your hands. This is Dr. Moore. God bless you into the hands of my announcer. My time is out.
Wow. That was powerful. OMG is all I can say. OMG. That was powerful. Didn't I tell you at the start of the show, this is a one-man powerhouse? That resonated with my soul. That was good, good, and good. Follow those scriptures. Come back next week. All these last series for the rest of this year is a finalist, is a final analysis of the math. You got to check them out. Come on. You can do this. I believe that you can get on this show and you can listen for an hour. Well, you guys, I want to be with you tonight. I say good night. Godspeed. If you go to Good Omniscience, Dr. Moore, we'll see you on Sunday. God bless and good night, everybody. We love you. God bless.